Okay. So we're holding here in the third Perek. So he has mapped out the Rambam, the different parts of the Nefesh, and the areas within which right and wrong or good and bad could possibly take place. Now he says, Becholia Nefesh, there are diseases of the Nefesh. Now let's just make an important definition over here. Let's define something. He says, let's start off. He says, Omar Kadmonim, the early one said that La Nefesh Bias V'choli, the Nefesh, the soul, has a well-being and sickness, K'moish Guf Bias V'choli, just like the Guf, just like the body, has well-being and illness. Now, let's explain something that becomes misleading. The word nefesh today in modern Hebrew means the psychological mind, or it's a layer of personality that really comes before or underneath what he calls nefesh. So if a person has schizophrenia, or if a person has personality disorders of any type, that belongs to, let's call it, for these purposes, Refuas HaGuf or Cholus HaGuf. Those are really physical realities. They're not of moral, it's not a moral issue of the good and the bad and the right and the wrong morally. It's simply a condition that can be treated by medication, therapy, etc., etc. At least, let's put it, at least most conditions that would require real hospitalization or treatment, like that. You obviously get into a little bit of a gray area when you're talking about people with anger management issues and so on. But even that, there's a level at which the problem lies in the person's in more physical, so to speak, composition, rather than anything that we would call spiritual. So anything that's in the domain of a psychologist is of a different type, and that's not such a shaykh to us. However, we're talking about the nefesh, meaning the part of myself that is there to respond with doing the good in a moral sense or the bad. So those one can say are there is illness or well-being. And let's explore a little bit about what's the chiddush of the Rambam here. I mean, I don't think anyone will disagree that there are good actions to do and bad actions to do, that bad activities. That's not something that anyone disagrees with. So what does the Rambam gain with putting it in to a language like this? And he quotes it as if Omra Kadmoinim, there are earlier sources that said, and it's kind of a chiddush. He's saying something which sounds almost as if not everybody would agree to it. He's saying it as a very big chiddush. He also looks to define what is the good and what is holy and what is brios. He says, "Brios hanefesh, that its characteristics and the characteristics of its part should be tchunos that always does good things. Vechalyahu, and the illness of this nefesh, something that a person always does bad with it. So he said, physical illnesses I leave up to doctors, and that's not my department as the Rambam in Akdamas Sechta Sovis. But I'm dealing with Chol HaNefesh. But what is the Rambam really, really it telling us here, other than it's nice to be good and it's bad to be bad? So what the Rambam means is, and this is where I guess Pirkei Avos comes in and many other inyanim, when a person does a particular bad thing, a person hits somebody, a person Chal Shabbos, or whatever it is. So there's a particular bad ma'aseh he did, and that's called an aveira, and that's that. There's also something in my perspective on things something in the set of midas I've developed that leads to do it. There's a pattern of behavior which tends to do the bad. So let's give an example from a physical illness. If a person has something different than someone else, his heart beats 80 times a minute instead of 70, or 40 times a minute instead of 70, we'll only call it an illness if there is an effect that is bad. So if the heart beating too quickly causes problem X, Y, and Z, then I can call this deviation an illness. It's broken. But let's say the heart does well with whether it's 70 or 80 or 90 times a minute. So I can't call that an illness. I can't call it a deviation. So whenever I look at a different structure, in order to evaluate it as illness, is there something wrong with this or not, I look at the activities that emanate from it. And if the activities that emanate from it are good, then I call it good. If the activities that emanate from it are bad, then I say there's some inherent problem. So a person who has a tendency to do averis, I must look deeper than just at the averi did and say, why does he have that type of personality that always seems to look for trouble, or is, seems to be also kentaiva or gaiva, whatever it is? There is something wrong. And that's the area of Musa, or the area of Pirkei Avos, that's the topic it deals with. It looks for patterns in a person's activities. If I have a computer program that many times gives wrong answers, something's wrong about the program. Something's wrong about the algorithm it's using. Same thing is true by people. People can have, when a person has a tendency to do wrong or right, then we can attribute it to something in the person's software. So he's going to give here a few parallels and a few distinctions. One of the hallmarks of illness is that your senses are skewed. You think the room is hot when really it's quite cool, or vice versa. You chatter with cold when the room is quite hot. Obamashu marshu masik, v'yitzayru, and you think that which is bitter is sweet, v'yitzayru adnos v'surbol dinos, and everything, your perception of things is off. V'techzak tavos v'signal asum v'dron she'in adnos v'im kalibriyim, and sometimes they look for things that really have no value. For instance, he gives an example, kachilas hatit v'pacham v'afar, like eating earth and coals, v'advorim ha'futzim me'oid v'chamutzim me'oid, or to read things that are rotten and sour. That normal people despise, they want it. So one of the things that happens when a person is sick is his ability to gauge things, it becomes skewed. Kain cholia nefesh, otzoni leima, horoyim abalei chasroinis, yidamalem b'mashen roa shein tovos, b'mashen tovos shein roos. So one of the effects of people that are cholia nefesh is that their sense of taste is skewed, and they think that which is good is bad, and that which is bad is good. It means that the person who is has something wrong in his nefesh, like he says over here, his instinctive ritzonos will be for things that are bad and not good. This is sort of the most profound effect that disease can have on a person, because a person naturally gravitates to doing the things that are good for him, and that's what a person has built in his own software. And if the person has a skewed perception of what reality is, he's going to think that he's doing good. So let's say on a cold day he's not going to cover himself because he thinks that it's warm outside and he might freeze actually, and so on. He eats things that are not good for him, gets strange cravings. All of these are examples of where you ruin the person's own ability to gauge good and bad. If we can go down today to microscopic level, and you know, things we're familiar with, is certain types of viruses hijack a cell to a degree that the cell thinks that the body thinks that this cell is one of their own, when in fact it's not. So anytime one of the things that disease does to a body is mess up its ability to discern the good from the bad and the right from the wrong, and so does chola nefesh. So a person, let's take an example. One of the things, when a person is a baal aveira, so yes, he does aveiras, that's not good, but he also, if it's a bad enough situation, and if he's gotten used to it enough times, then what happens is the person thinks that the good is the bad is the good, and he doesn't even recognize the difference. He doesn't even understand that what he wants and thinks is beneficial for him will actually be quite destructive to him. And then he says, that's one. Two. So now the Rambam extends this point to the next stage. He says, being that one of the things disease does to a person is it skews his perceptions, the person must have somebody they can ask, a doctor they can ask, and said, is it really cold outside? Do I really need to warm myself up? Or am I just overheating my body? If a person is drunk, let's say, a lot of times he doesn't feel if it's hot or cold outside, and it's dangerous. You know, sometimes drunk people die of hypothermia. So when a person is drunk and his body is off in its ability to feel things, he'll need to ask his friend and say, tell me, is it cold outside? Do I need to cover myself or not? Those are all results of it. So you must ask the other person. Let's translate it into the cases he's talking about. Imagine somebody suffers from anger outbursts. So the person is not, nobody says, I lost it. I mean, people will say that, but more than anything else, their sense is that everybody around them is crazy, bad, clumsy, etc., etc. He projects his skewed sense of things, and knows what is supposed to be waiting for him on the world around him, and therefore the person gets the person has tightness to the whole world. He may think that what's wrong is that he lost and called himself in, but the truth is, it's a lot deeper than that. It's his entire perspective about the mutual responsibilities of the world to him that are off. So he needs to trust his therapist. He needs to trust the person, his Rebbe, who's working with him, that his perceptions are off. That he really, really is you're running around thinking the world owes you something and being upset at everybody for messing things up, when you have the problem, really, because you should not, there's no reason in the world that you can expect this from everybody around you. So a person needs to find out, am I too smug? Am I too haughty? You can never answer these questions on your own, because most people, this is usually it's the device, the device in the nefesh that measures it is actually, so to speak, calibrated with the person himself. So I always feel that the way I act is normal. So if I'm measuring that, I use the same stick, I end up with the same answer. The problem is my measuring rod is bad, and therefore I need to defer to someone else's measuring rod and so on. Okay, and that's why it's important to ask the other. The now he says, "Avul chola nefash shlegish bechal yom vidamu brius o yagishu bo lo yisrapu." But let's say people who have these problems, and they don't feel anything. So, for instance, blood pressure, high blood pressure is called the silent killer, because since it has very few overt symptoms, you can have it without feeling it. So when we find out this person has high blood pressure, he tends to kind of laugh it off. So the person will think it's nothing, or he doesn't want to go through the rigors of healing it. So a person who has this Chachmas HaNefesh, who has the Chol HaNefesh, and he doesn't visit someone who heals it, doesn't want to get healed the person will keep going downhill, because his problem is not the particular wrong that he did, it's his whole setup. The Torah said, "Mesapa divrayem." It's telling over what those type of people said. Ki b'shirus libi elech. That if the person keeps going on a derech that's not good, so it says it's a lema shu yiskaven l'rava tzmoi, or yosef l'atzmoi tzame. What ends up is he's going to. Nominally he's going to satisfy himself, but in the end he'll make it much worse. Let's take a case. Let's say I'm jealous of somebody. Somebody else has something and I'm very jealous. So I then sit down and I keep hounding somebody to get it to me. So I keep saying, wow, I also want a ring like this, I want a diamond like this, I want a watch like this, or whatever it is. And the sense being that it's going to finish with whatever point. But that's not really where I'm coming from. So he says, the person doesn't recognize it, and therefore he keeps being pulled by his taiva. He thinks that by drinking the salt water, he's satiating his thirst, he's assuaging his thirst, and really he's causing it more. On those people that don't feel that they're doing anything wrong, Shlomo Melech said that the way of a fool is right in his eyes. That he needs to ask the Chacham and can't rely on himself. So any time a person is in a situation where what he's scared of is that there's something in the Mahalach itself, there's something inside him that wants it, and that's why it's making that decision, the person really needs to be able to go outside of that, because whatever he thinks of is wrong, because it's automatically, he's checking his heart to see if his heart's saying right. It's like a person who manufactures rulers, and he wants enough, they're really 12 inches, so he takes one of the rulers and measures the rest. It will definitely give him the answer that he wants, but it's not clear if that's the right answer. There is a path that looks straight for people, but the end of it is Dachim Avas. He says about these people, That they don't know what helps them and what hurts them. In other words, they're obviously oblivious. He said, So a person who is wandering along doing wrong because that wrong is being fed by Chol HaNefesh, so he says, on that it says, Yesh derech yoshev lefnei ish v'achrizeh lechem moves, meaning, or derech Hashem v'afeila lo yodu v'mayik ha'shelu. So the person, he's walking, but he has zero ability to see what's ahead of him. He doesn't understand himself, doesn't understand what his next nisayon will be, or whatever it is, and therefore the person gets the person's, what's the right word for it? It's very easy for the person to become to shift out of it. He doesn't know and doesn't understand what's happening to him, and he just slaps along. So if the wind comes and blows the wrong way, he's out. As far as how to heal the nefashas, that's going to be our next perek. So in a sense, all of Musar, all of the different yanim of Musar, are ways in which Chazal, ways in which we're learning how to make right or the person's nefesh. Doing it in a way that if a person is not willing to listen to an outside person, then almost inevitably it's going to be wrong. Because no person, if you ever hear a story written by two sides, and both sides have what they want to say about the story, you get a very, very, you know, sometimes one side is lying outright, but sometimes you feel that they both really saw it very differently. So if I recognize that the road I'm traveling is not a good road, then almost by definition, I need to talk to someone outside and assume that that the way he conceives of the events, he's right. That he's the one who's right, because by definition, the more sick I am, the less I'm able to sense that I'm sick or off base. So having somebody else to be your rofe is probably the most important nekuda. So the Rambam's point here is like this. A nefesh that's not functioning well is confirmed by the type of activities you do that are wrong. The more you do, and the many more you do, that all seems to say that there's a real internal problem. The person needs to find an outside person to deal with it, because the person in his own can't deal with it. That's obvious. The person who's going to deal with it, is his job is to feed the right information to the person, because when a person has a problem, and he thinks, and he doesn't think he has a problem, then there's no way to deal with it. The person needs to be makir that there's a chisaron there. And then to seek help by somebody that's capable of giving it, and use it. So there is a world of midas, and that's really in a certain sense of pikkei avos, we'll talk about in a big sense. That world of midos has in itself a lot of unique features, not just the rest of the Torah. It doesn't deal so much with actions, but it deals with personality traits that lead to actions and so on. And there are people that are rofei ha-nefesh, and it's those people that we need to seek out to help us with our problems. Any questions here? So I think we'll cut a bit short. I have a shit I have to say soon. And the Mitzvah Shem, next week, I think we can be back at whatever time works for you. Okay, take care. All the best. I feel like Hanukkah.